Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
A huge win last night for the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, a huge win for the Camden County Wildcats, another huge win for MCA last night. We'll get into all of that and all of the scores. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
Good morning. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers circled the wagons last night, Jason. Richmond Hill come in a little cocky, apparently. And left Glenn County Stadium without scoring a touchdown.
I was just about to say that. Took the words out of my mouth.
Couldn't get a touchdown against that Red Terror defense last night.
We're going to talk Georgia, Florida. We're also going to do my high school football top 10 power rankings in the next segment. We can review Kip's butt hurt list, and we're going to do something that we don't normally do. We're going to open up the phone lines.
Ooh.
If you want to call in, we'll take your call if we get a chance. 912-729-1063. 912-729-1063. We may put up a Twitter question of the week as well. We'll see how that goes. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Camden secures a playoff berth at least, even though we found out some good news, which is that all four teams from the Camden region will get in, win, loss, win, lose, or draw. They're going to take all four, even if you don't win. So Tift, even if they don't win next week, they still get a four seed. They'll get the pleasure of going to play Grayson.
Yeah, that's going to work out well for them.
Probably not.
Yeah, yeah.
Grayson, the number one team in 7A in the state
probably
of Georgia.
Probably the number one team in Southeast United States, if you broke it down. You never know. Good win for Camden last night. Way to bounce back. We were a little hard on the Cats on this show last week.
They had lost three straight. They hadn't looked very good in those three losses. Last night, they win 35-14. Colquitt absolutely thumps Lowndes. Colquitt was ranked third in the state, Lowndes was ranked second, and Colquitt demolished. They woodshedded the Vikings 40-10.
Big win for Colquitt County. Everybody said they were down.
That's
apparently
right.
Apparently not.
You're right. You're right. Everyone assumed and agreed the best team in that region was Lowndes. Well, Colquitt's going to win the region. Sets up a meeting next week with the Camden County Wildcats and the Lowndes County Vikings with a two seed on the line and a home playoff game, which would likely they'd be hosting Brookwood more than likely. If you lose, you probably got to go to Atlanta to play Parkview.
That's not a good trip to take.
No, it's not. Valdosta 31-14 winners over Houston. Lee, I mean, they got everything they wanted from Northside, 20-14 winners. Bradwell and Effingham in a slugfest. Effingham 14-12 winners. Glenn Academy throws region 3-6A?
2-6A. Let me comment on that real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
For all you folks out there that took your shovel, dug dirt, threw it on top of Glenn Academy, left them for dead, the Terriers rose from the ashes last night and knocked off Richmond Hill, who everybody around the state was talking so good about. Yeah, they're going to be a Final Four team. They're going to do this. Yeah, they've got this program rolling so much. And now they couldn't score a touchdown.
Richmond Hill was ranked in the top 10. I think they were either fourth or sixth. I'd have to double check that. But they were ranked in the top 10 in 6A.
They were high.
They won't be in there next week.
They'll probably drop to about 10.
I wouldn't have them in.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't
you
have
them. You can't score a touchdown in a region game. You don't deserve to be in the rankings.
Here's some foreshadowing. Richmond Hill was ranked pretty high in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings. They didn't score a touchdown. you might not see them. We'll see how far they drop. Effingham goes down to Statesboro 41-7. Evans takes down Southeast Bullock 27-20. Man, Evans looking good against Southeast Bullock.
Southeast Bullock. Evans is a 6A team. Southeast Bullock is what, 3A?
Yes.
The Southeast, what's their record? You would know better than anyone what a Bullock County team's record is, so what's their record?
I mean, I'd have to look that up. I know they're not in the top 10.
You should know that.
I mean, I think they've got one or two losses on the season, Jeff Davis. I mean, Southeast Bullock.
See, you rattled. I mean, you're just trying to, you know where the money's coming from? I mean, you know money comes in from Bullock County, so now you're acting like you don't know what their records are?
Okay. Coffee and Veterans, great game. Coffee comes out on top. They went to overtime, 45-38. Coffee wins. Warner Robins takes down Wayne, 40-7. Brantley hung in with Tatnall, but ultimately goes down 26-21. Pierce County shuts out Long County 52-0.
Long is struggling. They're not a very good football team.
Fitzgerald got everything they wanted. They hung on by a point against Thomasville, 29-28. Jeff Davis, another big win, this time against Swainsboro, 15-7. They just keep on trucking.
I was texted by one of my fraternity brothers from college, Mr. Chuck Crosby. He said, you need to give Jeff Davis their props on the radio this morning. I said, okay. So I'm giving them their props. They're, what, 7-1 on the season?
You may see Jeff Davis in the Jason Bishop High School football team. Power rankings.
Jeff Davis is rolling.
Toombs goes down to Vidalia, 39-36 in a big rivalry game. Brooks puts it on clinch, 45-3. I'm raising my hand, and I'm getting on the Brooks bandwagon. I think they're probably the favorite.
They lost to Irwin County a couple of weeks ago, so... Like we said earlier in the season, that region, like it is every year, single-A public, you could have two teams playing for the state championship. Clinch and Irwin the last couple of years. Now Brooks drops down to single-A, and now it looks like they're on another collision course with Irwin County.
And speaking of Irwin County, 58-16 winners over Charlton.
What's wrong with Charlton?
Yeah, they're trying to figure some things out down there in Folkston. I want to throw something at you. Metter wins over Bryan County 54-0. Metter has given up 10 points the whole year.
Metter was a team that was number one in the power rankings that dropped two spots last week because they didn't want a bye week, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Metter is in the top 10 rankings. They have been,
yeah, yes. They were number one, but they didn't play last week, so they dropped to number three.
They have given up 10 points all year.
Yeah, like I said, don't comment on how teams that are undefeated drop in your rankings.
They have given up 10 points the whole
season. Apparently, they have a pretty good defense.
Apparently so. And, of course, Metter has been known to be able to score points at will, and now it looks like they've got a pronounced defense on top of that. They may be the favorites in their classification, which is single A, same as Brooks.
I'd like to see that game, Brooks against Metter.
Me too. I'm lobbying for it. Speaking of MCA, they beat Screven 47-14. Dublin downs Johnson County 49-6. Savannah Christian keeps on rolling. They take down Aquinas 49-20. And Savannah Country Day beats Calvary Day 21-17. Also, Bullock takes down Robert Toombs. I think that was 52-0.
It's not on the sheet, but I knew you had to throw that in there since it's a Bullock County team. I don't see that on the score sheet, but I know you've got that ingrained in your mind.
And somebody didn't put it on there.
I noticed how you got us prepped for Savannah Christian rolls again. You got us prepped for them to be in the top five of the power rankings coming up.
Savannah Christian's only lost one game the whole year, Kip.
So you have to, listeners out there, you have to understand the code that Jason Bishop talks
there
in.
There is no code.
So I'm just trying to prepare you for the next segment when we hear those power rankings.
Well, in the next segment, we've also got the weekend review, and we will get to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings and your butt hurt and Georgia, Florida. That's going to be a great, great football game today. Both teams, I think, are really, really good. It's raining down in Jacksonville. I think that bodes well for the University of Georgia.
We'll see.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
It's amazing to listen to you on Facebook Live between segments and, you know, all the stuff that you throw, but I think we'll have to get into that a little bit later as it is. Well, I'll let you do your thing.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Farewell, Charlie Culberson. All Braves will remember you and know that you should have played more. How much worse can it get for the Cowboys? Write this down. Georgia wins today 27-24. Is Clemson really any good without Trevor? At this point, I think Blaine Gabbert is better than Cam Newton. New ownership for the Mets? I hate that. The old regime was always great for entertainment. Apparently, the NBA is being run by the players as they get to vote when they want the season to start. Georgia, get Carson Beck on the field. What are you doing? Take this to the bank. Florida knocks off Georgia 24-21. UCF, officially a big-time program. They now have the arrest to prove it. New nickname, Lamar, can't win the big game, Jackson. The Pac-12 is back. Who knew? Notre Dame, here is your chance to prove yourself. Don't pull a Notre Dame. The Mandalorian returns soon. And these are my thoughts.
Nothing to say?
Nothing to say. I'm going to miss Charlie Culberson, though. Great player for the organization.
Highly underrated.
Was a good leader in that locker room, so it's gonna miss him.
I'm going on record to say that I am standing by my Georgia Florida prediction.
Yeah, you made two of them. I mean, you're going to be right because you picked both teams to win in a span of a minute. That's what you do.
It is now time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Power Rankings. Let's hear them.
All right, so let's recap from last week. Last week we had number 10, Dublin, number 9, Ware, 8, Jeff Davis, 7, Warner Robins, 6, Savannah Christian, 5, Richmond Hill, 4, Lowndes, 3, Appling, 2, Metter, and number 1 last week was Fitzgerald. Coming into this week, getting back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, at number 10, the Pierce County Bears.
Pierce at number 10.
At number 9, another big win all the way up in Statesboro, the Bullock Academy Gators. I don't know what you find so funny.
Okay.
6-1 with a win over Frederica.
Who you don't ever put in the poll.
At number 8, the Ware County Gators.
Ware loses to Warner Robins, and they're somehow, you want us to believe that there's 8 teams better than Ware County in this area.
At number 7, Dublin Fighting Irish, 7-1.
Dublin is geographically on the other side of I-16, but okay.
Well, they're right around. They're right around I-16.
You cross I-16, then you enter Dublin. So geographically, they're just outside the area, but I get it. This is what you do to the listeners whose teams that should be in locally that you intentionally leave out. You do this to agitate.
I don't do anything intentionally. I have a formula. Okay. We've talked about this many, many times. I have a formula that mandates these things.
Okay.
At number 6, Jeff Davis.
Jeff Davis moved. Where were they last week?
They were 8.
They're moving up. Nice. 7-1.
At number 5, Warner Robins.
Were they even in the rankings last week?
Last week, they were 7th.
Okay, now they're number 5.
That's correct.
Okay.
At number 4, the Savannah Christian Raiders.
You have completely lost your mind.
Nope. They are 8-1 on the season.
If you can't go to Charter, if you can't get help at Charter, get help somewhere. Remember that commercial?
Yeah. At number 3, the Appling County Pirates.
Where were they last week?
At number 3.
So, oh, they must have had a bye week.
They did.
Oh, so they didn't drop out of the poll or drop in the rankings. They stayed.
They stayed right where they are because that's what the formula said they should do.
Well, the formula previously, we got to get some consistency, man.
You have it.
I mean, do I need to go into the ballot room here and count these ballots and make sure these tabulations are correct?
That's the last thing I want you to do is counting ballots.
I mean, apparently, something's not adding up here. Mm. There may be some fraud going on.
Okay. At number 2, the Metter Tigers.
Metter jumps back to number 2.
They were 2 last week, Kip.
Were they? I thought they were 3.
No, they were 2. Okay. I just told you Appling was 3 last week.
So Metter,
you don't listen to anything that comes out of my mouth.
Nobody listens to what you say because none of it's true most of the time. So you got to work on that. I call it trying to build credibility. So we're working on that.
I certainly have established that for sure.
All right.
At number 1, the number 1 ranked team in this week's edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes.
All right, so I'm going to make the argument for a couple of teams. All right. You got a team that's been in your rankings all year that drops out this week, the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
Richmond Hill and Lowndes both dropped out.
Richmond and Lowndes drops out, but the team that held Richmond Hill to not a touchdown, where are the Glen Academy Red Terriers?
Well, the Glen Academy Red Terriers have 2 losses.
They're 6-3.
3 losses.
Yeah.
3 losses, including Brunswick, who owns a head-to-head, and Brunswick is not in the top 10.
Brunswick just got beat by 15 points the week before, so I can understand why they're not in the rankings. They have 3 losses. But you got a team in the Glen Academy Red Terriers that just beat somebody that's ranked in the top 5 in the state, in 6A, and they beat them and held them without a touchdown. And you're telling me they can't get no consideration for this poll?
This is what I will tell you. It's a big win for the Glen Academy Red Terriers. They look to be peaking, as they often do, heading into playoff time with Rocky Hidalgo as their coach. They seem to do this every single year. Early in the season, might have dropped a couple of games.
And I'm frustrated with the fact that you penalized Frederica because of a pandemic.
I'm not penalizing anybody.
You penalized Frederica because they had a pandemic. You said last week that they were the first team out. You know, like the March Madness. You said last week Frederica was sitting at number 11, is what you told us on this radio station, K-Bay, and told our listeners on social media. And now you're telling me that you're going to penalize them because of a pandemic and their game got canceled. I'm frustrated with that.
No, you put words in my mouth. I said Frederica was right there knocking on the door. I didn't say they were next.
You said they were the next team looking in.
They were right there knocking on the door. Okay. And as I've said all along, Frederica will be there in the end.
So basically, they're not in this week. They were knocking on the door to get in, but now they're not in because of a pandemic.
They're still knocking on the door.
Really frustrated with that, man. And I know our faithful Frederica listeners are kind of agitated with that as well. So I don't know. I keep lobbying for Frederica. I'm lobbying for the Glen Academy Red Terriers, but the local teams, for some reason in Coastal Georgia, just get overlooked.
Will you give me a chance to recap here? That cool with you? Thanks.
Yeah.
Number 10, Pierce, 9, Bullock, 8, Ware, 7, Dublin, 6, Jeff Davis, 5, Warner Robbins, 4, Savannah Christian, 3, Appling, 8, Metter, and number 1, Fitzgerald. Those are your high school football top 10 Jason Bishop power rankings this week.
No Glen Academy, no Frederica.
The thing is, like, this happens in college football. This happens, right? Like, when a team loses early in the year, you got to build back. If you lose a few games early, if you lose 3 games earlier in college football world, if you lose 2 games early, you know, you might be able to play your way back to a Rose Bowl. But are you going to play for a national championship? Yeah, probably not.
Glen Academy held the Richmond Hill Wildcats to 5 points last night.
And I think Glen Academy...
And 2 of them were safety.
And I think Glen Academy is playing as well as anybody in 6A in the state right now.
And then Frederica, they get penalized because of the pandemic. I can't help that a team called in and said, we can't come play because of the COVID. You shouldn't penalize Frederica for that.
They didn't get
penalized. They go to break.
They didn't get penalized.
You're listening to the 2 biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. A region redefining night last night across South Georgia. Glen took down Richmond Hill 7-5 to claim a share of first place in the region. Camden pulled away from Tift 35-14 to earn a 3 seed with a chance at a 2 seed with a win next week. MCA walloped Screven 47-14 to give themselves solid control of at least a 2 seed. Pierce shut out Long 52-0 to remain perfect in region play. Meanwhile, Brantley hung tough but went down 26-21 to Tattnall, and Charlton was dismantled by Irwin 58-16. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia City Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Southern Soul Barbecue, and by Golden House Pharmacy.
The holidays are right around the corner, and it's not too early to think about your Christmas list. Have your significant other come into Cunningham Jewelers and create their wish list. You get 20% off those items. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. This Christmas score touchdown with extra points at Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Okay, so we've reached it now, the point of the show where Kip gets to do what he wants, the Kip Branch Butthurt segment.
The Butthurt list this week, Jason. Some interesting teams on here. Number 5 on the Butthurt list this week, the LSU Tigers, Jason. They lost the Tiger Bowl last week, 48-11 to Auburn, and looked awful. Mm-hmm. In the process, they've got 3 losses on this season, and they look like they have quarterback issues, and they can't stop running water on defense. The LSU Tigers, what has happened to them? Are they the worst defending national champion ever?
You look at what they put in the NFL. They lost a lot.
But they're LSU.
I mean, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying they put a lot into the NFL.
They're LSU, and they're on the butthurt list this week at number 5. Number 4 on the butthurt list, the 2-5 New England Patriots.
It's over.
It's over. The dynasty's over. I said it all along. It was over when Tom Brady went to Tampa. He was the straw that stirred that drink up there.
Yeah, we'll have to check the tape on that because I don't recall that.
Yeah, we're going to check the tape on that. Cam Newton. Is he completely lost it? You think he's close to being done?
He's
in the
done.
NFL?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
He fumbled that game away last week when they had a chance to win it against the Bills and just fumbled it away. You know what? This is the ultimate disrespect to an NFL franchise.
Tell me.
You got the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are number 3 on my butthurt list. All right. The Georgia-Florida game is in Jacksonville today at Everbank Field, or whatever, the TIAA Stadium. Now it changes a lot. Excuse me.
It's not Everbank anymore.
It's TIAA Stadium. And yet, Georgia-Florida is going to play a big, important football game today in Jacksonville, and the Jaguars have a home game tomorrow. That's the ultimate in disrespect. So whether the Jags will come out on just – and playing a cow pasture tomorrow in Jacksonville.
That's the plan.
They deserve it. They're 1-6. They're in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, as we discussed last week. Will this team win another game in the regular season?
No, and that's bad scheduling.
1-6, and they still may lose out to the New York Jets for Trevor Lawrence.
Justin Fields isn't a bad consolation.
Number 2 on the butthurt list this week, Jason. the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
Did you really do that? Oh, my God.
I did
really?
It. I did it. You're running around here all cocky, and you're running around. We own Coastal Georgia. We beat Camden 28-11. We beat Brunswick, and you're running around, and you're just feeling good. We beat Northside 52-12, and we're the best thing in Coastal Georgia since sliced bread. And you come to Glenn County Stadium last night, and you don't score a touchdown. You get beat 7-5 by a Glenn Academy team that circled the wagons. And you know what? I don't want to hear complaints about the officiating at the end of the game last night from the Richmond Hill people. I broadcast a game at Richmond Hill for Brunswick the week before, so don't ever, Richmond Hill people, come on and complain on social media or anywhere about officiating. You're on the butthurt list. You come to Glenn last night and you can't score a touchdown. You deserve to lose, and you deserve to drop on any rankings that's posted out there.
Didn't you feel like that was a game where it was a not so fast, my friend, type of game where everybody thought, everybody wanted to believe that Richmond Hill was as good state championship contender, and everybody had just forgotten about Rocky Hidalgo and the Terrors?
Rocky Hidalgo did his best Denny Green imitation last night. They are who we thought they were. But in Rocky's case, he won the football game. Number one on the butthurt list this week, and they've become a regular on this butthurt list near the top.
I got it.
Say it.
Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys at 2-6.
You are ruthless.
At 2-6, and they play. Guess who they play tomorrow?
You tell me.
They play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No
tomorrow.
Shot.
No shot. So 2-7, and they're trying their best. They're two games up on the Jets. They're trying their best to get in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. I don't know if they're going to achieve that.
Justin Fields a good consolation prize.
Dak's hurt. They should have paid Dak. They're paying everybody else to be 2-6. The Dallas Cowboys, no. I'm going to be around some Cowboy fans today.
And, yes, you are.
And I'm going to let them know how I feel. They already know how I feel on the subject, but I'm going to let them know. I mean, Jerry, does Jerry want to suit up and play quarterback? I'm asking.
I mean, okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by J.C. Strother, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is the J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your yellow wood, pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dogs.
The Georgia-Florida game, of course, is right on the horizon later today, 3:30. I said this in one of the breaks to Facebook, to our Facebook Live audience. I'll say it right here on the radio. This game's going to come down to just a few key important points. Number one, can Georgia stop Kyle Trask? Can Stetson Bennett not be a turnover machine? Can the Georgia Bulldogs run the ball effectively? Which defensive and offensive front will dominate in the trenches? Who will win the turnover battle? Whose special teams will play better? Who scores the most points? And whose defense gives up the least? Those are your key points.
Here's the key point for you. The team that has rushed for the most yards in this football game has won 14 straight contests. That's the key. Whoever rushes for the most yards today will win the football game.
You add that to my key points, too.
Add them in there. It's going to be a good game. Florida's, you know, you got big game Dan Mullen leading the charge there in Gainesville. So he's got him, Darth Mullen.
And I stand by my prediction for this game.
Haul both of them?
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available, 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up. babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Trap money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
Yeah. Talking about MCA in the break, I mean, they're good.
They are a good football team.
Met or beat them, but MCA is good.
They'll be a dangerous two seed in the second round. That will not be a cakewalk for somebody.
No. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by M&B Liquors and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right.
He's already forgetting.
And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on Interstate 95.
Okay, so we do this segment each and every week, college football pick 'em, for our listeners that like to put a little bit of money on games. We steer you in the right direction, or at least I do. So let's go ahead and jump into that.
I got to caution our listeners today. It's getting close to the holidays, and if you listen to Jason Bishop, that Christmas nest egg you've got saved up, it will evaporate quickly. That's all I'm going to say.
Or double.
It won't double.
Okay, Miami, NC State. I'll even give you a point. You take the points here. Miami does not cover the spread. 44-41, I'll take Miami in that game.
I actually watched the end of that game last night on TV.
They already played it?
Yeah, they played last night, so it was a pretty good football game. Miami got a first down late and took knees there inside the NC State 20 to saw away and get that 44-41 victory.
BYU tried to show us they're for real. 51-17 winners over Boise.
I thought BYU would win that game, but 51-17, Boise – That's a good program.
All right, 23 Michigan at 13 Indiana. I just can't bring myself to pick Indiana over Michigan. I'm going to take the Wolverines.
I'm going to take Indiana just simply because I watched Michigan last week lay an egg against Michigan State, a team they should have beat, and they didn't do it. They're on the road against an explosive Indiana team that can score points.
Kip, defender of Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah, that's what I do. I fight for the little guy.
Okay.
You know I do that on this show.
No, you don't.
Frederica is a prime example.
Okay. Yeah. 18 SMU at Temple. I'll take SMU.
I'm going to take SMU also.
Arizona State at 20 USC. I don't know anything about the Pac-10 teams. I do know that typically you can't trust USC in a game like that. I'll take Arizona State.
You know what? I'm going to do it again. And I don't understand why I'm doing it. No. It's just instinct,
okay.
I guess. That just you see USC with a ranking beside them and you say, okay, am I a believer? History tells me, yeah, somewhat you can believe. But the reality is Kip is picking USC, and the reality is I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and I'm going to regret my pick.
I'll text you.
Yeah.
25 Liberty at Virginia Tech. I'll take Virginia Tech.
Liberty's ranked 25.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to Virginia Tech.
Blacksburg.
Mm. I'll take Virginia Tech, too.
Okay. West Virginia at 22 Texas. I'll take Texas. Boy, the Big Ten's a mess. Big 12's a mess.
It is a mess. I'll take Texas just simply because they're at home.
UMass at 16 Marshall. I'll take Marshall.
I'll take Marshall, too.
Houston goes to number 6 Cincinnati. I'm telling you right now, Cincinnati will be in the college football playoff. They'll be one of the four teams. Cincinnati rolls.
I'll take them today, but the jury's out on this playoff talk.
Kansas at 19, Oklahoma. I've been saying Cincinnati in the college football playoff all year, and you're just now starting to come around. Welcome to the club.
I said they'll win today. Okay. I didn't say anything about a playoff.
Kansas at 19, Oklahoma.
It's football season. It's not basketball. I'll take Oklahoma.
Number 8, Florida at number 5, Georgia. This is going to be a really good football game. Two really good football teams going at it. National championship implications in tow for the winner of this game. I'm going to say, number 8, Florida, they've got Kyle Trask. You can never count Kyle Trask in. Georgia runs the football so well, you can never take them out of a football game because their ability to run the football.
Who are you picking?
I think that the weather really favors Georgia today, but having Kyle Trask, you can never count him out in a football game.
So who are you picking?
I completely think that Kirby Smart.
I'm picking Georgia.
I think that Kirby Smart's coached. Dan Mullen really needs to win this game.
I'm picking Georgia to win the football game just simply because I think Georgia's the more physical team, and I think they can run the football. And everybody's down on Stetson Bennett. I think Stetson has a good game today. Georgia wins.
I can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
14, Oklahoma State at Kansas State.
Wow. I'll take Oklahoma State. Who cares?
Yeah, I agree. Who cares? 14, Oklahoma State's who I'll pick. Baylor at 17, Iowa State again. Who cares? I'll take Iowa State.
I'll take Iowa State also.
Number 7, Texas A&M at South Carolina. Look for South Carolina to be poised to pull this upset. They get close, fall short. Texas A&M wins.
Yeah, Texas A&M wins something like 31-17.
Stanford at 12, Oregon. Again, I got no idea about the Pac-12. I'm going to pick Oregon because the rankings say I should.
Yeah, it's opening weekend for the Pac-12.
Yeah.
They're going to play, what, 6 games and think they're going to get somebody into a playoff? Is that what they're trying to convince us of?
I hope that's not what their plan is. Rutgers at number 3, Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State, yeah, easy.
Number 1 Clemson game of the week. Number 1 Clemson at number 4, Notre Dame. Clemson doesn't have Trevor Lawrence. Can Notre Dame get out of their own way and finally win a big game? By the way, here's a stat. Brian Kelly, the coach at Notre Dame, is 0-whatever against top 5 teams since he's been there.
So who are you picking?
I'm picking Clemson.
Again, I don't know why I'm about to say what I'm about to say.
No, you're not going to do it.
I think Trevor Lawrence not playing today is going to be a factor in this football game.
I do too.
I think it's going to be a huge factor. Notre Dame is way overdue to win one of these football games, and they're at home, and Clemson's, they struggled a lot last week. with who'd they play last week that they Boston College. They struggled with Boston College last week. Notre Dame is a different animal. If they get behind today against Notre Dame, they're not going to come back and win that football game. For some reason, my gut's telling me Notre Dame is going to win today, so I'll pick the Irish.
All right, we're going to have to go rapid fire. We're under a minute in the segment. South Alabama, 15. Coastal Carolina, Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina.
Vandy, Mississippi State, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
Tennessee, Arkansas. Go Tennessee.
I'm going Arkansas.
North Carolina, Duke. I'm going North Carolina.
UNC.
Pitt, Florida State. I'll go Pitt.
Florida State.
South Florida.
Pitt. I got Pitt.
Okay. South Florida at Memphis. I'll go Memphis.
Memphis.
Louisiana, Monroe at Georgia State. Louisiana Monroe.
Me too.
Troy at Georgia Southern. I'll go Troy.
I'll go Georgia Southern today.
Oh, well, okay. Those are our college football pick'ems for this week. Like I said, we do that for the betting audience so that they can make a little bit of extra money.
Notre Dame, this is your chance to get all the naysayers off your back. Will you do it?
What's the over-under for Notre Dame getting all the naysayers off their back and winning this game?
It's very low. It's very low. Clemson's got more talent. This Notre Dame, who knows? We'll see.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. A region-redefining night last night across South Georgia. Glenn took down Richmond Hill 7-5 to claim a share of first place in the region. Camden pulled away from Tift 35-14 to earn a 3-seed with a chance at a 2-seed with a win next week. MCA walloped Screven 47-14 to give themselves solid control of at least a 2-seed. Pierce shut out Long 52-0 to remain perfect in region play. Meanwhile, Brantley hung tough but went down 26-21 to Tattnall, and Charlton was dismantled by Irwin 58-16. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at southernsoulbarbecue.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Now, if they did another Mission Impossible, that would be a box office bonanza for Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is a big draw in any box office.
Well, I mean, unless you do a sequel to Top Gun.
That's coming. It's already made, actually, just waiting for it to come out.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a huge disappointment.
You know, it's one of those kind of rainy days, Jason. Outside, it's kind of cloudy, rainy. If it wasn't for football, you know, today, big football games, today would be a good day to cuddle up on the couch and watch The Notebook. That'd be a good way to spend the afternoon on a cloudy day.
You almost made me drop the F-bomb live on the air. You did. I came close to telling you to get somewhere.
Today would be a good day to watch those kind of movies today if it wasn't for football. If this was a rainy day like it is today in February, you could watch The Notebook, you could watch Safe Haven, Dear John, all them movies today.
You almost made good me drop movies, the man. F-bomb live on KV right here. I almost did. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Nat's Landing, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water brings it to you.
Looking for great family fun? I got you rattled with that, but don't know where to look. Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone, call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Yeah, okay. Georgia, Florida. Georgia's a better running team, I believe. I think Georgia's defense is most certainly better. But Florida has the invaluable Kyle Trask at quarterback. They have the advantage at the most important position on the football field. Kyle Trask should be getting more mentions than he is as far as being in the Heisman conversation. He's almost at 2,000 yards for the season. He's thrown 18 touchdowns to 2 interceptions.
All right, let's look at some. Let's compare Florida to Alabama real quick. All right, from a Georgia fan's perspective, let's compare Florida to Alabama. Do you think Florida is better on defense than Alabama?
No.
All right, do you think Florida has better wide receivers than Alabama?
No.
Okay, do you think Florida has better running backs than Alabama?
No.
Mac Jones, Kyle Trask, a lot of people are saying those are the two best quarterbacks in the SEC. So the only real advantage for Florida going into this game is quarterback.
And tight end.
And tight end, Kyle Pitts. He's a weapon. Georgia's going to have to neutralize him today. So do you think Florida's better than Georgia on defense?
No.
Okay. You think Florida's better at Georgia at running back?
No.
Okay. You think Florida's better than Georgia on the offensive line?
No.
You think Florida's better than Georgia on the defensive line, even with the injuries Georgia's got today?
Push.
All right. Linebackers, Florida, Georgia.
Push.
Wide receivers.
Florida.
Special teams.
Push.
Coaching.
Georgia.
So there you go. We just broke down the game. Intangibles in this football game. Who has the mental edge in this series right now?
I guess the argument would be Georgia, since they've won the last 3 or 4.
Who's got the most talent?
Florida.
No, they don't.
No, you don't get to do that now. Okay. You asked me.
Florida's got more talent than Georgia.
All around. potentially, that's the key word.
So the recruiting rankings and all that don't mean anything to you?
No, Georgia's doing a better job in recruiting.
Okay, so recruiting basically equates to talent, correct?
Not necessarily. Okay. But okay, I get where you're going. So for your argument's sake, I'll walk that line. Go ahead. Georgia's winning in recruiting.
That's a no-brainer right now. So when it comes down to this football game, who's going to be the most physical team, you think, today?
Georgia.
In this series, history tells you that the most physical teams typically win the football games. Georgia's banged up. Pickens is not going to play. I'm worried about that from a Georgia perspective. Worried about Richard LeCount not playing. Will Florida's defense show up today?
They look good against Missouri.
Everybody looks good against Missouri. So the question is, will Georgia be able to run the football today?
That's going to be a key point. And to me, the X factor of the football game, the key matchup of the football game, depending on who wins, is Georgia's defense versus Kyle Trask. Kyle Trask can single-handedly win a game by himself because he's that good. And then Georgia can't have three turnovers from your quarterback. You can't do it. You will lose if you turn the ball. If you're Georgia and your quarterback turns the ball over three times, you will lose.
Kyle Trask hasn't faced a defense that can rush the passer all season. He will today.
I'd have to look. Texas A&M can get after the passer.
They lost that game.
You said they hadn't. He hasn't faced
Texas A&M. Would you take Texas A&M's defense over Georgia?
I think Georgia's defense is better than marginally better than Texas A&M's defense.
So Georgia can actually rush the passer. Kyle Trask is not a mobile quarterback.
No, he's not.
So there's a lot of factors there. Kyle Trask is going to get his yards. He's going to get his throws. But can Florida run the football effectively to give Kyle Trask enough time to pick apart the Georgia secondary?
What I'm trying to tell you is Kyle Trask is the X factor in this game because he's so good. Georgia, you look at the two teams on paper, and it's easy. Georgia's the better football team all around. But because Kyle Trask is such an X factor, he balances the sheets out. He makes up for what Florida lacks because of how good he is, and he makes it a level playing field.
Do we see a quarterback change for Georgia today if things don't start out great?
Yes.
Who's it going to be?
Carson Beck.
Nice.
And Carson Beck, once he gets on the field, will not come off.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Three Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.